Welcome to Season 3 of the Every PCOS Body Podcast. Please remember the things talked about in this podcast, although they can be of a medical tone, I am not a medical professional. So if you have questions about what you hear on this show, you need to discuss with your medical professional team. I am an advocate for PCOS and hoping to spread knowledge that I learn with my advocacy to all of you with my podcast, and to bring up topics that other patients look to hear about. This does not mean that I am the end-all be-all for PCOS by any means. I am just one non-medical professional person expressing my opinion. Please seek professional expertise with any questions you have on anything you hear on this show. Thank you for joining us and enjoy Season 3. Welcome to the Every PCOS Body Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. Thank you for listening. So, hi everyone. How you doing? I don't know if you guys remember, but I did a post that I switched up how I'm going to be publishing the podcast late last year, that I'm switching to every other week. So I will be publishing only every other week instead of every week. Every week got to be a little bit too much for me, so we're doing every other week instead. And I used to publish on Thursdays, but I'm switching it up to Fridays now. So I'll be publishing every other week on Friday. So I hope that, that agrees with everyone. And, you know, it's just what is easiest for me. So I'm doing it for my own convenience. And I hope that, that agrees with everyone else. I hope that you guys are okay with that. You know, if not, send me an email. Maybe I can switch it up to accommodate my viewer or my listenership. But no one's complained so far, so this is what I'm doing. Let's see what else is going on. Not much has happened the last couple of weeks since last time I published a podcast. Dogs are still doing good. Cats are doing good. I have my DNC and hysteroscopy coming up next week. I know I kind of talked about that last episode, that it was coming up. It's still coming up. It's next week. So I'll have the results for you guys as soon as I know them. I'm sure I'll talk about it on the next podcast. So that's coming up. And you know, other than that, things are just low-key around here. We've gotten a lot of snow, and we're coming up on some real crappy weather. It's about to hit our area, so we're just hunkering down and, you know, chilling here. So, but what I did want to talk about today is what our episode is about is the 7th annual Heart for PCOS campaign that is hosted by our dear friend Ashley Levinson. And February is Heart Month. And so along with that, that brings attention to cardiovascular health, which patients with PCOS need to be aware of. So with PCOS, really need to pay attention to cardiovascular health, to heart health, because believe it or not, it affects us greatly because we have PCOS. So we're going to talk a lot about that in this episode, just kind of how PCOS and cardiovascular health are intertwined. So often when we think of cardiovascular disease and heart disease, we associate that with people who are much older. However, with a syndrome like PCOS, with all of its metabolic features and changes in blood lipids and blood sugar and insulin, that can start affecting your heart even in your 20s. So PCOS is intertwined with cardiovascular health pretty deeply, and it affects it pretty seriously. So PCOS, with its symptomatic disorders of hypertension, excessive fat tissues in and around the abdominal area, blood fat disorders such as high triglycerides and low HDL, high blood pressure, hyperandrogenism, which is the elevated levels of male hormones, and insulin resistance, are all contributing factors to cardiovascular disease. So a lot of the PCOS symptoms that we are affected by are also contributing factors to cardiovascular disease. So this is something that we want to take into consideration, and we really need to be aware of. Even if you're in your 20s, this is something you need to be aware of, and this is something that you need to take seriously. So you want to have those, you want to pay attention to your triglycerides, your HDLs. You want to make sure that your cholesterol is being checked. You want to make sure all of that stuff is being checked. And you're on top of it because you have PCOS and because it's intertwined. So, some crazy facts that we want to discuss about heart health and PCOS. So, I'm going to spew some factoids at you. Let's see here. In general, 1 in 3 women die from heart disease each year. Take that in. 1 in 3 women die from heart disease each year. In general, 1 in 5 people born with female reproductive organs have PCOS. So it's 1 in 3 women die from heart disease, and 1 in 5 people born with female reproductive organs has PCOS. So a lot of people that could be affected by cardiovascular issues with PCOS. Patients with PCOS are 7 times greater risk of a heart attack, you guys. 7 times greater risk. Patients with PCOS are at 2 times a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. Just in general, we're at 2 times greater risk of cardiovascular disease. Patients with PCOS are at 4 times greater risk of having a stroke. 7 times. Let that sink in. 7 times greater risk of a heart attack, 2 times greater risk of cardiovascular disease, and 4 times greater risk of a stroke. And that's all just because you have PCOS. 50% of those with PCOS will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or become pre-diabetic before, by the time that they are 40, is what the statistic is. That can also increase your risk of cardiovascular disease if you have type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic. 70% of those with PCOS have abnormal cholesterol levels. So just by having PCOS, 70% of those with PCOS have abnormal cholesterol levels. I'm one of those. I'm on cholesterol medication because my cholesterol is really, really high. Patients with PCOS can also develop coronary artery disease at a young age. Patients with PCOS have a greater risk of developing high blood pressure and have lipid issues. I'm also one of those. I am on blood pressure medication as well because I have high blood pressure. Heart disease is also the leading killer for women, and those with PCOS are at a greater risk of developing heart disease. So we kind of talked about that. All right, people with PCOS are nearly twice as likely to suffer from atherosclerosis, which is plaque deposits in the arteries, than those without PCOS. Nearly twice as likely to have plaque buildup in your arteries. That's just because you have PCOS. So people with PCOS often also have lower HDL, which is the good cholesterol, which is another risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So we often have high bad cholesterol and low good cholesterol, which is something I have personally. And so I try and keep on top of that with my doctors. I keep on top of making sure I'm tested for it and I'm on the medication I need to be tested for it and I eat properly for it. I make sure that my diet is proper for it. So, increased testosterone can lead to unfavorable lipid profile with PCOS. So, with PCOS, and as a result, people with PCOS may have unfavorably high levels of fats in their blood. So because of the high testosterone, it can lead to high levels of fat in your blood, which is another risk factor for cardiovascular disease. People with PCOS are at 6 times greater a risk for a cardiovascular event. And last but not least, my little factoid here is up to 40% of PCOS patients as young as their 30s to 40s may have a coronary calcification already. So even in their 30s and 40s, calcification may be happening already in your body. And that's just because of PCOS. So, like I said, PCOS and cardiovascular disease is intertwined exponentially. It puts us at such a greater risk. So, February being Heart Health Month is something that we want to pay attention to and get the word out, hey, because you have PCOS, this is definitely something that you want to pay attention to. So, all of these facts are why early intervention and lifestyle changes are imperative to your future health and lowering your risks. So, not trying to do scare tactics on you, but it's informative. We're trying to get the word out. Say, hey, it's a fact. It's out there, and now that you know, you can lower your risks. So there's things that you can do that are really, really helpful to lowering your risks, and that's exercise, nutrition, and believe it or not, stress reduction. And stress reduction is a huge thing for PCOS. It helps with reduce if you're able to reduce your stress, it helps with a lot of the symptoms of PCOS in general. Same with exercise and nutrition. So it's not just for your heart health, but it's for your whole body health, especially with PCOS. You'll also want to keep up your yearly appointments with your general practitioner, and keep track of your health with your blood work and track your symptoms and routines, with a journal. One that I recommend highly is the PCOS Workbook by Angela Grassi. It has journal entries in it where you can track all the information that you need to track for not only your heart health, but your whole body PCOS as a whole. So I definitely recommend using the PCOS workbook as your journal. It's such a great book. It's so informative. No, I'm not getting paid to say this at all. It's because I believe in this book. It's such a great book. It's super informative and it helps you understand your body and your PCOS. And it has that the journaling aspects in it. So you're able to journal in this book as well. So go out and get it if you haven't already. Okay, so we talked about journaling, we talked about exercise, nutrition, stress reduction. What else? So there's also, while there's therapies such as metformin, I said that so weird. All right, let's try that again. While there are therapies such as metformin, berberine, and inositols, along with exercise and proper nutrition, that may be considered a prophylactic therapy to lower cardiovascular risks and factors in insulinatic patients with PCOS. The following are some of the best ways you can also help your heart daily. So, some of the things you can do on a daily basis to help your heart health would be eat more plants. Of course, red meats are not great, so you want to cut out the red meats as much as you can. You want to eat more plants. You want to consume more omega-3 fatty acids on a regular basis, and in place of foods containing saturated fats. So, omega-3 fatty acids, those are way better for you. So eat whatever you can that has omega-3 fatty acids. You want to also choose whole grain and other lower glycemic index carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are good. They're good for you. You need them in your body to for your body to body. Just choose lower glycemic index carbs that are on the lower end of the glycemic index. And those are good for your heart too. And then you want to also engage, again, exercise. You want to engage in some sort of physical activity daily, whether it be yoga or, if you aren't able to do any type of high impact stuff, do low impact, do yoga, do biking, do walking, things like that. Something that's low impact that you can find. A great person to follow on Instagram is Jenny, and her Instagram is b.fit_with_PCOS. So be fit with PCOS. And she posts all kinds of great things on there, including some great tips and videos of exercises and modifications for low impact, and just some really great workouts that she posts on there. I follow them myself, so she's a great one to follow on Instagram for workouts and stuff like that. So you have your exercise in. So any type of physical activity daily is definitely going to help your heart. So that's all I have. I know it's kind of a short episode, but it is an important one. Definitely take your heart health seriously, especially when you have PCOS. It's something that you want to talk to your doctors about. Get your cholesterol, your LDLs and HDL checked. Make sure that you're in the right ranges, and journal it with the PCOS workbook, and take into consideration where it's such a much higher risk group because we have PCOS. So definitely take it seriously. And if you have any questions, you can reach out at everypcosbody@gmail.com. If you have any topics you want me to talk about and you'd like to hear about, by all means, you can email me everypcosbody@gmail, or you can reach out on social media. I'm everypcosbody on Facebook and Instagram. And I love you all. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will see you next time. Have a great week. You've heard of this thing called Avastol. I'm here telling you why you need to try it. It's the proven combination of myo and decryo inositols that has been shown to give you menstrual regulation, lower androgens, help with insulin resistance, improve mood, and so much more buy directly from the maker at Theralogix.com. That's Theralogix.com and use PRC code 260435 at checkout to save on any product, including Avastol. That's Theralogix.com using PRC code 260435.